Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Off Topic with Nick and Sean. We're happy to be back thanks to much critical acclaim and many fans.
The fans demanded it, really. Yeah. I thought we'd just do the one and we were done.
I was planning on just calling it a day.
I was like, you know what, the first one was fine. I'm not really going to do it again. But
Roger Ebert called me up
from the dead. Yeah.
And he said, we're going to need more of that.
Well, that's, you know what, as incredible of a story as that is, I just had Gene Siskel call me. So
was his face fixed or was it, could you tell?
No, he looked angelic. Or he sounded angelic. I guess he called me on the telephone.
Yeah.
But the point
was,
being
it your home line? How did he get your home phone
number? I don't really know. Yeah. And that is strange. I don't even use my home phone.
Right.
So that's bizarre.
You don't even have a home phone. And yet he called you on it.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Okay. So I'm assuming Gene Siskel snuck into my house, installed a home phone, I guess a wall-based type thing.
It's a wall-based type thing.
Okay. So with like a really super long cord that I could walk around the house with. Yeah. He came in, installed the phone,
and gave me a call.
Just to give me a great review and say, you guys got to do another episode. What this was all about.
So this episode is devoted to Siskel and Ebert. You can catch reruns of their shows on Saturday mornings.
On like PBS, I think.
PBS,
probably,
yeah. On PBS. So
there's probably like a collection, like the collector's series of Siskel and Ebert. Go ahead, sorry. I'm cutting you off.
Wake up early on Saturdays to catch it, and you'll be seeing reviews of perhaps our show, perhaps this very episode.
Oh, yeah, I mean, because they're still doing episodes, that's right. There's
from Beyond the Grave.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And we are sure both of them are dead, right?
I'm almost positive.
I'm pretty certain, too. But hey, we've been known to make these mistakes.
True, but at least one of them's dead, so.
Of that, I'm certain.
Yeah. Anyway, already off topic today. So anyway, for those of you joining us for the first time, that's kind of what we do here, is we have a theme that we're going to do every day, which we'll introduce to you shortly, but we tend to get off topic. And just to identify ourselves, so far, the voice that you're hearing right now is me. I'm Nick.
And I'm Sean.
And we make up the Nick and Sean team.
Right.
So
hence the names.
Today's theme is hipster cliches. So you all know, you've seen these hipsters walking around.
I mean, yeah, dude, like, if you go to, I hate to be, like, too specific with areas in case we have listeners from, like, anywhere else, I guess, but, you know, you go to, like, any shopping center or just, like, any public square or whatever, and there's, like, you're bound to see them, and it's so obvious, and it's so annoying, and you just want to kind of hit them, but you can't, because that would be illegal.
So, anyway, today, we are counting down the top 5 hipster cliches. Today's episode, by the way, is brought to you by Pabst Blue Ribbon Brewing Company.
Of course.
Suck one.
So, select choice of beverage by any hipster known to man.
And that brings us to number 5 on the hipster cliche train. Drinking PBR from a can.
Oh, well, obviously. And you know what? It has to be a can, doesn't it?
I think it should be a can.
Because, I mean, it's a little more douchey. I would agree. Why? What's with the aesthetic? Why the can? Is there something trashier about a can than a bottle? There kind of is, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem classy.
I would argue
drinking out of a bottle.
I would argue it tastes better from a can. I'm drinking a delicious can of PBR right now.
Yeah, I noticed that. You're actually drinking this. And that is, dude, you really enjoy that?
I enjoy PBR.
Now, is it just PBR you enjoy more out of a can? Because there's a difference. Mm. One, PBR tastes like shit. And two, out of a can or a bottle. I'm assuming it tastes better out of a bottle. I think most people agree that beer tastes better out of a bottle.
That PBR is specifically brewed. I've been in the brewery. They're sponsoring this episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. You did get the tour.
Johnny Pabst himself. Mm-hmm. He's the matriarch of the family.
Did you meet Jimmy Blue Ribbon?
Yeah, their little son.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he's the little guy.
He's the partner, isn't he? Pabst and Blue Ribbon?
Yeah, he's the little guy.
Right.
Pabst is the big
guy. He's a little guy.
He's the little guy.
You mean, when you say little, you mean dwarf? Or?
No, I mean, he's just a short guy. Wow. He's like 5'1".
Okay, I was hoping for a dwarf, but go ahead. Continue. So you were on the tour at the Pabst and Blue Ribbon Brewing Company.
Right, and Jimmy Pabst says to me, our beer is specifically brewed to taste better out of a can, because that's the way we think beer was meant to taste.
And he goes, into all my devout hipster followers, I do this for you.
Yeah, he said that to me, and then he handed me his last will and testament. And he died.
His last dying breath was that you continue on with this awful beverage for awful people. But we were off, but we're still talking about what is the aesthetic? There's got to be a hipster aesthetic to that they would drink it out of a can.
You know, well, the can. Well, I think the colors. You got red, white, and blue, which is patriotic, but which also ironically patriotic
because it's like, oh, we don't really support America because fuck America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so what do you think? I mean, so is that it? So it's a red, white, and blue kind of. And do you think it's the idea that it doesn't taste that great?
Well, yeah, definitely.
It's not a good beer.
Well, it's the idea of liking something that isn't necessarily the best. You know, and it's right. Also, I think it's also
you have to if you're a hipster. You can't like drink. What's like the anti hipster beer?
Bud Light.
Yeah, Budweiser.
Or Budweiser. Budweiser.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, or I mean Miller Lite, Coors Light. Yeah. I would say any major label beer, any major American label beer, minus. Dude, the banquet beer, Coors. Which is, in my opinion, the most hipster of major label beers because you never see anybody drinking it. Dude,
I've drank it quite a few times.
Do you ever see people drinking it? No, I just think...
I go, yeah, actually, I am.
You're just a man...
You just didn't know.
You're just a man who's been to many banquets.
Well, I'm a frequent banqueter.
It's the only beer they serve at banquets, to be fair.
Absolutely, because it says it right on the can.
It says it on the can. In Sam Elliott's voice.
The banquet beer. This here's a story about a banquet beer.
There's a banquet.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes it's a perfect banquet for that particular time and place.
The weeds come tumbling now.
Sometimes they eat the banquet, and sometimes, well, the banquet, it eats you.
We gotta get off of this too. We've been doing too long.
It's pretty fun, though.
But that was a lot of fun. I'm probably gonna come back to that.
Well, hey, we're having a lot of fun here. I agree.
So, talking about that being the most hipster. Hipster.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, so you think that basically we've established that it is like the patriotic colors and the like just generally awfulness of it that makes it more appealing to hipsters?
Sure. And I also think it stands as an act of rebellion against the major labels and saying,
you fucking understand me, Dad.
As,
I'm going to go wear glasses and a scarf.
Well, now they've just become emo.
No, dude, kind of. But, yeah, you're right, dude. They're not necessarily, like, dicks. I'm really making them out to sound like horrible people.
Yeah. We may have some listeners who are hipsters out there, and how are they going to respond to that?
Dude, I mean, whatever. You're a hipster. So yeah, I still hang out with you.
You're right, dude. You haven't even noticed, dude.
Yeah, I know. You're wearing this goofy fucking hat. I get it.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming is on this list.
You may be, dude. You don't even comment. You don't even notice me anymore, Sean.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing another podcaster.
are you podcasting without me?
Oh, my God.
Dude, that's funny.
And the Lord said, thou shalt not podcast with another man's podcaster.
That's the 11th commandment.
The 11th. We just, like, you know, they cut that one out.
Honor your pod and your cast.
I'm the first who shall podcast.
Is that The Life of Brian, or what is it when he says, oh, and the God has given me 15,
only breaks
10 commandments. Yeah, dude. These were the ones one that were on five, that a lot of people know.
1 through 5 solely dealt with podcasting.
So far, what we've done is discuss how drinking PBR from a can is a pretty hipster thing to do.
Absolutely.
And what we're going to do now is, and we should have introduced this earlier, and if you listen to the first episode, Arnold versus Stallone, you know that while we often enjoy talking and discussing, what we're really down in the nitty-gritty here is points.
Yeah, well, it's all about points.
It's all about winning.
Who's going to win?
It's all about points. It's a very competitive thing.
Yeah.
So
if it ties, it settles in a fight.
A fisticuffs.
Fisticuffs. The only way
out. This isn't Who's Line, okay? The points matter here. The
points do matter here. So sorry, Drew Carey.
So what we're going to do today to calculate these points is come up with what's next in the line of progression. So, for example, we'll just go ahead and riff on the first one. So drinking PBR from a can, we've agreed that's probably the most hipster thing to do in terms of consuming alcohol right now.
Yeah, I think so.
So the question is, what's next?
Okay, what's next?
What's the next natural progression? What are they going to do next? Those crazy hipsters.
I mean, I think the most natural and, you know, realistic possibility and the most natural progression would just be going from, if we're going from Pabst Blue Ribbon, that is, just going straight to drinking your own piss. I think that's the most natural.
Wow.
Natural progression.
Drinking your own.
Put it in a cup.
Urine.
I know. Here's what they'll do. They'll grab like a mug or a glass off of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I guess they'll be handed to them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go in the bathroom. They'll drop their trousers.
They are trousers.
They're probably literally trousers.
Knickerbockers.
So, knickerbockers, even. And yeah, so we're definitely spot on there. And they'll just piss in the glass, take it out, and just, you know, start enjoying it. Maybe, and then, you know, spike it with some alcohol.
Well, it sounds delightful.
Well, right? I mean, I think I might try it. But the trend I'm seeing here is that it's, like, cool or hip and or in or whatever to drink, like, shitty beer. And, like, I mean, there are quite a few beers that are shittier than PBR, but, you know, I not many. So that being my point. What do you think the most natural progression is, if not piss?
Well, I'll have to tell you, I don't even have to think, because I know what it is, because while you were explaining why you think that it may be urine, which isn't a bad guess. I think it's good. You know, it's good.
It's I think
not
it's
the
real.
Best, but it's not bad.
I think it's realistic.
So I was on the telephone. I looked up, how do you call France? You know, what numbers do you punch in for their, you know, their country code?
Probably some, like, weird pluses or something.
Didn't. Oh, it was all these weird things. Un, deux, trois. You know?
And it's, of course, in French.
I called my friend, good friend, Tim Burton.
Oh, you called Tim?
And I said, Mr. Burton.
Timmy B?
Timmy B. I said, Timmy B.
I feel like he'd like to be called
Timmy
that.
B mine.
Okay.
I said, Timmy B, do you have Johnny Depp's number? Because I know he likes to keep it a secret.
Oh,
he
right.
said,
because
he
you're
did,
not
he
really
Johnny
interested
Depp's
talking,
number.
You're not really interested in talking to
anybody. And I mean, I was calling to get Johnny Depp's number.
Yes.
Everybody knows.
Director of Nightmare Before Christmas. Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Please, I've been trying to get a hold of you all day.
I've been trying to get a hold of you.
I need Johnny Depp's number ASAP.
Which he gave me, and I dialed, which is, you just hold 7 down for 22 seconds. And then you let it go, and then he answers, and it doesn't even ring. He just says, hello, this is Johnny Depp.
In like a faux French accent.
Hello, this is Johnny Depp. Hello, this is Johnny Depp.
This is Johnny Depp.
And
our guest.
I said Johnny.
You call him Johnny? You guys that close?
Johnny D.
Johnny D.
There's Timmy
it's
B.
Timmy B and
Johnny
D. Just hanging with the boys.
Hey, when you're hanging with Johnny, you get the D.
Oh my God.
So I called him up. I said, Johnny, what are you drinking these days, dude? What are you getting slashed on? And he said, hey,
I'm just drinking my own piss.
He didn't say that. What he said was, and get this, take out your pen because you're going to want to write this order down.
Oh, I got that. I got my notepad.
He's drinking a drink. It's one part vodka, two parts ocean water. And it is garnished with a little bit of
salami,
seaweed. It's seaweed.
Oh, God.
And you gulp these down, dude. Gulp down 4 or 5 of those. So that's what it is.
Well, yeah, you know what? That seems like the most logical. Honestly, I could actually see that being a thing.
Yeah, oh,
it's so healthy for you.
it's got sea salt.
It's bright, dude. Which is a craze now.
Well, you need the sea salt.
Thing,
you gotta
for
have
a
the
reason.
Sea salt.
Because sea salt is like better for you. You know,
I sea salt. I eat it. I don't know. Actually, I don't. I'm not entirely
like it's. That doesn't even sound like a logical thing. It just seems like it's sea salt. Up.
It's bigger. It's a little bigger.
I need. Yeah, but like
I want my salt to be mine.
But don't you think that sea salt's kind of marketed as a more like a health fad?
Yeah,
know?
For sure.
Is it?
Well, I don't know.
Like, what is the chemical made salt?
I mean,
it's not pure.
Johnny Depp seems to think so.
Well,
and look at him. He looks good.
I mean, yeah,
he's a healthy guy. He's
gotta
throwing
look good.
Back.
He's gonna be an
Alice
in Wonderland too.
Oceans. Vodka. Ooh.
Is he insane at this point because he's been drinking ocean water?
He's crazy, dude. I didn't even tell you. I heard on the phone while I was talking to him. He said, actually, I'm drinking a few of the vodka oceans right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I heard...
Well, he would be. It's all he drinks.
And I heard his butler come over.
And he's probably so thirsty.
Oh, he's a thirsty guy. That's why he's drinking them.
Stop
drinking. He's only been on this craze...
It's the vicious cycle.
He's only been on this kick for 6 hours.
Oh, my God.
Mind you. Because he's going to die soon.
Yeah, well, okay. So, all right. So you heard while you were...
But I heard his butler say...
Oh, he's a butler.
That's yeah. He. I mean, I assume he has a butler.
Well, yeah. I think he
says...
Mr. Depp, I'm back with your vodka ocean and seaweed.
Garnished with the seaweed,
garnished
sir.
With this. I went out and collected it myself this morning, Mr. Depp.
Before the sun was up, sire.
He calls him sire.
Sire.
He's probably like, is he not knighted somewhere?
Sire, may I get you another vodka ocean? Extra ocean.
Extra.
Yeah, does Johnny Depp like his, does he like his ocean, or vodka oceans,
brackish.
Right, okay.
He yeah. says,
give me,
that's his butler.
He light says, on the vodka.
Vodka ocean, brackish.
Vodka ocean, shaken, not stirred.
That's not bad, dude. So, we've got to give the tally, because the points here, goddammit, yeah, the points are what...
The points
fuel
are
the
what
show.
Matters. The points.
The points fuel the
it's
show.
The only way we're able to.
Legs
only way we
feed
can keep,
the wolf.
It's the only way we can keep the power on.
Uh-huh.
That we can keep the bills paid.
So at the end of we both presented our cases, and what do you think?
I mean, come on, dude. Are you trying to just embarrass me in front of everybody? Yours was clearly better.
Okay, so
vodka.
Just write down
ocean.
It's written down.
Sam, I give you another vodka ocean. Down. I feel it may be my passing hour. Better make it quick.
Number four. If you're just joining us.
That means you would have skipped from, you would have just gone straight to the podcast. You didn't even like, it's not, you just kind of clicked wherever and then landed on this moment.
This is it.
It's weird that
welcome
you do that.
Welcome to this moment. You should,
I'd advise you go back to the beginning.
Thank you for sharing this moment with us. This is a precious moment. Number four.
Number four in that countdown. Hipster cliches.
Hipster cliches.
Number four.
Presented by Stuart Scott. Now, I hope that's not like a, oh, because he's dead. But, dude, he did a lot of the countdowns.
Okay.
And
he
was like my preference.
Feeling.
Oh, no, dude, I'm not doing a Stuart.
It's
I'm not doing
homage.
A cancer joke.
It's an homage to Stuart Scott.
Absolutely. I would never make fun of that. Man, he's a hero. Dude.
He was as cool as the other
we
side
could talk
pillow.
About him, exactly. Dude.
So, okay. Number four. A stupid fucking hat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, boing!
Boing! You know what else that sound made is when Don Beebe fell on his fucking head.
Dude, speaking of hats, he was wearing a helmet.
He was wearing a helmet. Okay, we're just going to bring up Don Beebe for
that's
a second.
That's what we're bringing up,
okay,
Don Beebe.
Go
apparently.
Home and look up Don Beebe right now. Don Beebe, like, falls on fucking head. I mean, I don't know if that's actually what it would say, but that you could probably type it in, like, Google would finish it for you.
Google does.
With the F
for
with
you.
The F word in
with
it.
The F-bomb.
Because it's the only thing appropriate to say when Don Beebe falls on his fucking head.
Yeah.
And, like, springboards
it,
up. Dude, it's the most wild thing I've ever seen.
If you don't have internet, but you do have digital cable or dish, you can just wait until every night from 2 to 5 a.m.
On the NFL Network.
2.
NFL Network 2, right, because, yeah.
Now, that's going to be channel 652, not 651, what you're used to if you're used to
you're
watching
used to, you're used to turning on NFL football follies on NFL Network.
Right.
One. 651. You're going to need to go up one more to 652.
Up one more channel.
To NFL 2.
They,
so from 2 to 5 a.m., they're going to be playing nothing but Don Beebe falling on his fucking
head. A boing!
Like, boing! And different, like, glasses breaking.
Oh, it's never the same exact clip.
You know, who knows? Like,
who knows?
Like, hawk, hawk, a weird noise. They get really lazy with it, so they'll just do weird sound effects that make no sense with, like, the folly that's going on in the screen. Boing!
But always on before it, your favorite top 10 countdowns, such as... The best backup punters of 1984.
And see, what I liked about Tom Phillipson is that he never quit. He was 62 years old and still playing in the league as a backup punter.
We would always joke with Tom at practice and say, hey, I've heard of the coffin corner punt, but I've never heard of the punter been in a coffin.
Boing!
These are the type of quality programs you get on NFL.
I remember one day at practice, I hit Tom a little harder than I should have, and I broke his hip. Oh, gosh, Tom. God rest.
Number six.
Very gentle.
The sixth best backup punter in
1984. He was only the number six.
He was number six.
Granted, I mean, he was 62 years old.
That's impressive. That's a feat.
That's a
if
feat.
If I've ever heard of one.
And you're in the NFL. You're getting paid.
you're getting.
What do you think they pay them? Do you think they pay them like a normal
person? Like a normal person?
Because dude, he's old.
He gets bussed there on like the senior citizen.
Oh yeah, he's waving to all the people on the place.
See you after the game.
He doesn't quite know where he is.
All of our old people are British. I've noticed.
He hasn't done well. There's
is
a rumor.
He a British punter?
There's a rumor that he actually went on to become Johnny Depp's butler.
Oh wow! Oh wow! What a twist!
What a twist!
No one saw that coming.
Yeah.
So, and now, thank you for coming to the game.
Oh my God. Well, he's like senile now, so he's probably saying that a lot.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and not to mention,
and he's drinking a lot of ocean water these days.
He's got a lot of bad. He's probably like concussed still to this day.
But dude, but he's been getting a lot of sea salt in his diet.
You know the thing was, he was 62 in what
1984. That's the
four. Oh my.
Yeah.
I don't even want to do the math, but he's pretty old. Though.
94, 2000.
He's hanging on.
He's
there.
Like not. He's in his 90s.
That's
for sure.
That's for certain.
That's for certain. There are some who would argue that he died 5 years ago, but he still is around.
And he's still moving around making the Vodka Oceans for Johnny D.
Yeah.
Johnny D, and then we've got Timmy B over
with
there.
With the seaweed garnish. With the seaweed garnish as you commanded, sire.
No. Oh my goodness, this poor guy. Somebody got.
Well, now, Tim Burton.
I would say, you know, like take him out of his misery, but he's already dead. He's already there's nothing you could do.
And now, Tim Burton is also drinking something quite odd, but he only drinks Helena Bonham Carter's tears.
Oh, wow. Oh, dude, I could see that. He's so weird.
He's weird.
He's a total weirdo, man.
Dude, you should have heard him when I called him. He was yapping my ear off.
Yeah, talking about this Edward Scissorhands too.
Listen, just tell me how long I have to hold down 7 to get Johnny, okay?
It was 22 seconds for anybody who wants to get
If you want
to
call him.
I'll come a call later.
He's insane at this point.
The only problem is...
He's been drinking seawater for a while.
The only problem is the only way you can contact him is on a rotary phone, and you can't press down the 7, unfortunately. So, it's really...
It's a catch-22.
Yeah.
So anyway, as we've been talking about for the last several minutes... Stupid fucking hats.
Yeah, but so this all comes back to stupid
brown.
Hats.
They're brown.
Mm-hmm.
They're goofy. They're often have patches.
Yeah, they look like you
brims.
Know,
brims. These are not baseball brims. Hats.
No, right.
They're not baseball caps.
You know, they're not sporting your. You know, they're supporting your favorite. You know, sports team.
No,
it's mm-hmm. No, it's to make a statement.
Yeah,
that isn't. That is what? What is that statement?
Look at my fucking hat.
I'm pretentious. Maybe.
Look at my fucking hat.
What are the hats? I mean, we pretty well described the hats
so
far.
They're like, just hats.
They're just weird looking hats.
Just
like you get this. How do you describe it? Like, I mean, you have to, like.
I mean, it's like if you were to take the sex appeal out of Indiana Jones's hat, you would have a hipster hat.
Yeah, make it a little floppier,
mm-hmm.
or in a little wider brim, where it doesn't look like.
Yeah.
You know,
Take it off of Harrison Ford. Put it on Mark Hamill.
Yeah, Mark. I like how you went to that. That's interesting. Mark Hamill now, like fat Mark Hamill.
Like, I mean,
are doing the Joker's voice in 1998. Mark Hamill.
Joker's voice on like Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond too.
that Mark Hamill. He wore that hat
whilst recording,
mm-hmm.
doing the Joker.
Yeah,
yeah, it was great. People hate him because of that fucking hat, though.
So we nailed what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
What's the progression? I'll go first because I won last round.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
I think the next hat that's going to be popular is an Abe Lincoln top hat.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Abe Lincoln. Because it's very...
It's comically tall.
Ironically tall.
Patriotic.
It's patriotic.
You're supporting one of America's best presidents.
To me, the man freed the slaves.
He freed the slaves, dude. So,
and you know, and so yeah, it's very patriotic.
It's patriotic.
Which is ironic because hipsters aren't patriotic. No. They hate them. They hate America.
No. And
America is the parents and they desperately want to love them. But America doesn't love you, hipsters.
America doesn't love hipsters.
Unfortunately.
I'll tell you who loves hipsters. PBR beer. This episode brought to you by Uncle Pabst. Suck one.
When did that become the slogan?
Oh, it's always been the slogan.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, you just haven't seen the commercials.
Is it vintage, maybe? It was like they're bringing back an old slogan.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to watch this.
Have you seen the vintage cans? Have you heard the vintage slogan?
A lot of people are going to watch this and think, that I'm stealing that. From Semi-Pro, but actually Semi-Pro stole it from the original PBR commercials.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I'm just quoting the commercial.
That's interesting that they would just use a completely historical and factual commercial
it's
in
kind
a
of
comedy
offensive.
Like that.
That's why I don't support Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell,
yeah, or any of his endeavors.
Well, you know, he's doing pretty well, unfortunately.
For me. I've heard some people think so, some people don't.
Well, let's get back to the Abe Lincoln hat.
Okay, so it's because an Abe Lincoln hat.
So describe, you know, what's your choice? Why is that your?
Oh, I mean,
you are a Manatee.
I think number one was the number one. Well, it's goofy looking.
Right, that's the obvious one.
Two, it's patriotic. Ironically, yeah. Patriotic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, three, it's a hat that you can, like, wear to the theater.
And get shot in the back of the head.
Right, yeah.
Right, I get the reference. It's
fine. So, that's my choice.
That's good. All right.
What? We're going to pass it over to you. What okay. do you think?
I think probably just, you know, the next, because you want to, if your intention is, look at me, I'm wearing something no one else would wear, right? That's what, like, the hipster...
Sure.
I guess their mantra or something.
Sure, I always hear them say that.
I was doing that before. That was cool. Mm-hmm. You know, that's basically mm-hmm. if you want to define it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, you know, maybe taboo in a way. However, in line with the hipster ideal, the Pope hat.
So the Pope hat.
Yeah, like it would be like, you know, there'd be different versions of it. Mm-hmm. It would probably have a few patches in it.
Okay. What's the material? Is it papal looking, or is it the same shape, but made out of, like, corduroy?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I was thinking corduroy. That's exactly what I was thinking of. But it has, like, a few jewels.
Jewels!
Like, things a Pope hat would have on there. I don't know if Pope hats have jewels, but
well, I don't think they do. I don't think, what's the current Pope's name? Pope Francis?
Yeah.
His doesn't, but Pope Benedict's had jewels that he stole from the Jews in the concentration
right.
camps.
Because he was a Nazi. Everyone knows that.
And not an ex-Nazi.
No, a fervent.
Full-on. Charlie's grandpa-level Nazi.
Oh, yeah.
Not Charlie.
Dennis's grandpa. Dennis and Dee's grandpa.
Yeah.
It's always something you reference. Nice. Mm-hmm. They're probably listening right now. So great job, guys. You're doing really well. Keep it up.
For sure.
Thanks for the words of advice. The words of encouragement earlier.
So the Pope hat.
So I'd say the Pope hat. Yeah, I think that's the most natural progression because you got. Would you think they'd start driving around Pope mobiles? Like your friend would have to drive you around in a Pope mobile.
If they were taking a car, yeah. But I'm imagining
bicycle like the Pope mobile.
Yeah, it's pedal powered, but it has the fucking bulletproof dome.
Yeah, right. No, I imagine it's like one guy driving around another guy. Which is the one you're saying is I think funnier. So, but I'm in my mind it was like the guy it was a guy up front, maybe in like a dark suit and glasses, you know, like driving
hipster
around.
Hipster cabs.
Yeah,
there's a business idea. Hipster cabs.
Guy gets. Oh my god!
Could you imagine that on Shark Tank?
Yeah, hipster cabs.
What's your infrastructure? You're gonna make money with that? Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck. I've just been doing this for 37 years.
Making caps.
Exactly, dude.
Mark Cuban made his money on the internet. He's an internet billionaire.
Selling hipster caps.
Hipster caps.
Online. Well, there you go, man. So, yeah, I think that's probably what I think the most natural progression is Pope hat. Because, you know, it defies the norm. It questions the authority.
Well,
makes a statement because, you know, hipsters probably don't believe. Most hipsters, I would argue, are probably atheists. Just because, you know, that's a more progressive crowd, and more often than not very...
I mean, I don't know that a religious man would drink ocean water.
I don't think a man who believes in God, a God-fearing man...
God, why have you forsaken me?
That's probably what Johnny's saying by, like, his sixth class in. Dude, he's going nuts.
Well, he doesn't understand
what's happening.
He's getting thirstier.
Why am I so thirsty?
The more he drinks, the thirstier he gets. He doesn't get it.
He doesn't understand, dude. And meanwhile, he's losing his mind, slipping into insanity.
That might explain his most recent career choices, though.
Yeah. He's been insane. Dude, that makes sense. His fucking characters lately have been ridiculous. Oh, can I play this guy who's got weird makeup and a strange appearance? I can play this guy who's got weird makeup and a strange appearance.
In this really, really crappy movie written by Tim Burton.
Timmy
B.
More than likely starring his wife.
Helena Bonham Carter. They're getting like divorced, I think.
Oh, really? What a shame. So. Do you think she's still going to be in every single one of his fucking movies?
Yeah, probably. He goes, I need a Helena Bonham Carter type.
Yeah, he goes, not that bitch.
Not that bitch. She's never going to be in another film. I'll see to that.
She took my kids. real dark with it. But I agree. I think the bike thing would probably happen.
So,
That wasn't even our last point.
I'm gonna have to say that I think the top hat, while it's really good, I think the Pope hat's better.
Yeah, I agree.
So
it was mine, but I'm gonna be
we're gonna go with the Pope hat, getting the point here.
Okay, cool. Evened up.
So
moving on.
What we have at this point, in a few months you will be seeing a bunch of guys walking around in Pope hats drinking vodka ocean waters at the bar.
You're completely insane.
It's going to suck.
It's going to be horrible. I'm not going to the bar.
That's almost like a zombie apocalypse scenario.
Yeah, and they're starting to like eat people and stuff because they've gone insane.
I can't quench my thirst.
So, number three on the countdown.
Number three on the countdown.
Number three on the countdown. Don BB.
Don BB follicle his fucking head.
Number three on the countdown of hipster cliches is very coolly smoking your hand-rolled cigarettes.
Okay, one. This is a two-parter. So, you have a hand-rolled cigarette, one.
It's like, hand-rolled.
It's hand-rolled. And it probably looks like shit, dude.
There's almost a pride in making it look like
you rolled it yourself. Yeah, because you go, oh, you guys smoke that cigarette. No, you want people want it to know, like, the tobacco has to be kind of, like, falling out.
It's kind of falling out. Like, you got to light it, like, almost every other, like...
Yeah, right, exactly, dude, because it keeps going out.
And you're lighting it with what? Matches, dude, like a matchbook.
Oh, yeah, you have a matchbook for sure. Yeah. To, like, some weird, obscure club that you went to two nights before.
Yeah. So,
oh, man, what a lame ass this guy is.
This guy sucks. Drinking his vodka, drinking ocean water, wearing his Pope hat.
Totally fucking insane.
So you've got, you know, the hand-rolled cigarette, and you're very coolly smoking it.
Dude, and
you you're
smoke,
not a guy.
You smoke it because it's cool.
Dude. You're not the guy. You're not a guy who's smoking a pack a day.
No.
You're a guy who's smoking when he's in social situations to show that he smokes cigarettes to the people there.
And, dude, what a middle finger to society, dude. Yeah. For so how long have you been told, like, smoking will kill you. It's the worst thing for you. It kills, you know, 700 billion people a year.
That's 700 billion.
And you know how large our population would be if those 700 billion were dying from secondhand smoke?
I know. Not even the cigarettes themselves.
No, people. Secondhand smoke.
Their smoke is killing America.
It's more deadly than the cigarette itself.
It is.
In any case. Dude, but that's it's like another middle finger to society or whatever, the norm. And says, like, oh, well, in society where less and less places are letting you smoke there, they're going to smoke.
Yeah.
But they're not going to smoke inside, they'll go outside. But the question is, what is the progression?
The question is, what is the progression? I think that's the best thing we need to get to here.
Okay.
I think that's the topic at hand. I went first last time. It's your turn to go first.
He's going to throw Sean, it off to the opposition.
Here it is. Sean, the pitch comes. Oh, and it's a high one.
Oh, dude. All right, I'm on the spot. So the next natural progression. Oh, you know what? No, I got it, dude. It's going to be, they're just smoking those really long Cruella de Vil cigarettes.
Like, on the like holders, that, dude.
You know what I'm talking
funny.
About, dude? It's,
yeah.
Like, but it's just, oh, that becomes a thing again. And not just for women, because that was fairly
popular. That was kind of a, yeah, you see the
not just for like... women and not just for the penguin in the 1960s Batman.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Also for, like, men, dude. And, like, that becomes a thing.
Yeah.
I could totally see that. That's, like, that's that, probably going to be my, today, it's probably my most realistic one that could happen.
I like that. It's tough to beat it.
So, yeah, question is, man, what do you think? What are you seeing the next
progression? What do I think?
Would you like another vodka ocean, sir?
This guy hasn't died yet?
No, he's
still... Oh, my God, it's been 6 years.
But what do I think? One of those... A Gandalf pipe.
Okay, yeah.
Carved. Hand-carved.
Yeah.
From elk bone that they got at a swap meet.
Oh, my God, dude.
And they're smoking the ashes of the cremated elk mixed with hand-picked tobacco.
We use every bit of the elk.
Yes, we use every bit of the elk.
That's their thing.
Mixed with tobacco. And it
probably smells like shit, dude. Could you imagine the taste?
Yeah.
But they don't do it for the taste. They do it to be cool.
They do it to be cool. Could just you imagine like, just the craftsmanship?
Like their, just like their hand-rolled cigarettes probably taste like shit. Dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's hand-rolled.
It's probably like bad. It's probably like shitty tobacco.
Right.
So that's your... All right, but sorry. Back to your decision.
Yeah.
Or your choice. So your selection was very intricate. Had a lot going on there.
Mm-hmm.
But the Gandalf pipe is definitely... I mean, people already do that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, don't you think?
Somebody has that.
Yeah. So, I mean, someone's smoking out of that thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, the whole, like, using the ashes of the elk.
We use the whole elk here.
We use the whole elk.
Yeah, sir, we use the whole elk here. Okay.
Yeah, you can't. Like, who's this nerdy, like, hunter? Or this guy is, like, a sportsman.
He's
the nerdy sportsman.
Well, he's, you know, that's what he is.
That's what he does. Yeah. He's just a nerdy guy who knows a lot about hunting.
Yeah, he's the nerdist.
And he makes sure to use every bit of that fucking elk.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to have to answer to him. Probably write you up a citation.
You're going to answer to me, Buttico.
Because it's Buttico. Hey, Buttico.
Buttico.
That's not even a thing.
Joey Buttafuoco.
Joey. Moving on. But we should definitely decide. We've heard the facts, man.
Dude, we've heard our decisions.
Who's got the best one?
Who's got the best one? Dude.
I'm gonna toot my own horn on this one, dude.
I think yours is better. I do. I think the cigarettes. Mine might be a progression of yours.
Yeah. That's
from the cigarette holders to the Gandalf pipe.
Yeah, because it's going to progressively get
further away from the hand.
Oh, my God. Now this is funny. Now this is funnier. But dude, the idea that now it's just like you have to put up like holders.
And
after that, the generations after that, just more and more holders. Dude, like they get further and further
down. I'm imagining this like future dystopian society where no one even knows where the end of the pipe is. But they smoke out of it. There's this other town, you know, 50 miles away where they pack this giant bowl with tobacco and they like worship this bowl. And then this other town is
the mighty bowl. Oh, dude, like everybody's smoking off on just like one giant pipe.
Yeah, it's a giant pipe.
Oh, wow. Look.
Because it becomes this thing.
That is a dystopian future.
Yeah, they worship the pipe.
They worship a bowl.
They worship the bowl.
They worship a bowl of shitty tobacco.
It's like a hipster Dr. Seuss story.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Like all I can think of is this ridiculous Dr.
There's
Seuss.
There's like two towns, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. But, you know, we could probably call up Dr.
We'll
Seuss, who is now deceased.
Excuse me, Dr. Seuss. Well, we'll have Siskel and Ebert call Dr. Seuss.
Oh yeah, well, from the afterlife.
From the afterlife.
Calling from the afterlife. Oh my God, but that is a genius idea, dude.
Yeah,
that was really funny.
So anyway, dude, that goes to you.
Okay.
So we've got: if you see this guy out there, he may be from the future. If you see a man, probably in suspenders, drinking
black rimmed glasses,
drinking a vodka ocean,
wearing an Arby's hat.
Wearing a Pope hat and smoking a hand-rolled cigarette in one of those cigarette holders. This man is from the future.
He could be. He could be from, you know, 3 weeks in the future.
Maybe 4 weeks.
I give it an extra week and then, yeah.
Four weeks.
I agree with that. All right, so far we're tied up to, or we're
You're
two
up
to
one.
One. Cool.
But I'm going to go ahead and give myself a bonus point. It's 2-2.
You made them up, and it's tied up just like that. Because, yeah, I could do that. But moving on. So, that was number three. What's number two?
Number two in our list of top five hipster cliches.
Cliches.
Number two. Hey, you, why you gotta have that irregular fucking facial hair?
That was a really weird answer. What was that accent? Who was that guy?
Oh, it was just a guy.
It sounded like a foreigner doing
a Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
That's what I was trying to do.
That's really impressive.
Yeah.
That's some range you have on your voice.
Thank you.
Can we repeat that? Just because I think I'm so distracted by the voice, I don't think I heard a single.
Irregular fucking facial hair.
Oh, okay, dude. Yeah, that's essential for a hipster, I feel like.
Yes.
So how would you define a regular?
Well, I mean, right now it's pretty in vogue for guys to have beards.
Yeah.
So definitely not a beard. No. And a goatee is a little too dad.
Yeah, definitely, dude.
So
you can't have a goatee unless
you're
like 40
anything
plus.
But that. I would say like mutton chops. I would say a mustache. Unless you're a cop. Most mustaches.
I love that's still a thing. Cops still have mustaches? Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. I see a lot of cops.
You
know,
watch cops?
Yeah. I live life behind bars most of my life.
I mean, yeah, I've seen cops, but it's also, like, the episodes from, like, 1997, which, like, all the cops had mustaches back then.
That's true.
Because it was, like, a thing.
That's true.
However, let's say, moving on. So, yeah, mustaches, unless you're a cop.
Unless you're a cop. you know, little chin things.
Oh, yeah.
Chin things. Chin things. I think that's all you can really call it. Chinchillas.
Chinchillas, dude. Like, that's a chin straps, dude.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. That's not a hipster thing. No, that's just a douche
that's
thing.
Ugh.
That's like, God, that's gross, dude. I knew a guy with a chin strap.
If any of our listeners out there have chin straps, just turn I'll it be off. Honest with you, I don't want them.
Dude,
turn it off.
Turn it off. I'm done with you.
I imagine that there's this Hollywood producer out there like, these guys are great. I got to get them. And he's got a fucking chin strap.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, oh.
He goes, I am the president of the podcast broadcast company.
It's a $20 billion company, and we want you to take it over.
You just get all the money, actually.
You get all
you
the
do
money.
This, you do this podcast that you've just started.
He goes, you do it once a year.
You do one show a year.
You get $10 billion.
Every year. Oh, you'll get your $10 billion.
You'll get your $10
billion. And we just scared them away, man. Well,
so,
there you go. Really,
the facial hair, it's just sort of a... It's just sort of a look at what I can do because I'm a guy who's right. Hit puberty and
has facial hair.
And has facial hair, but I'm not going to grow a beard because I don't want to look like a guy with a beard.
Right. Unless that's it's too
mainstream,
in
man.
Like you just said, it's too mainstream. Dude.
So the question is
selling out if you're going to have a beard.
The question is, what's the next natural progression in facial hair or facial accessories? I suppose.
Okay, I got it. All right, so they're gonna somehow develop a technique. Wait, am I up or are you up? I'm up.
You go. Yeah. You won the last round, so you go first.
They develop a technique, and somehow your nose hair can grow longer than it could before, and your eyebrows, and you tie them together fashion. They'll probably be braided in some way or some weird things, but that's a definite something along those lines. Yeah, I think that's the next logical progression.
Okay.
Top hats.
That's funny. So imagine this, dude. I'll set the scene for you.
Okay.
You walk into a coffee shop.
Got it.
And you see a man. He's wearing a derby.
Okay.
And a vest over like a nice shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And suspenders.
Is he like in Mumford and Sons?
He looks like a Mumford. Yeah, he's dressed like he's in Mumford and Sons.
It's Marcus Mumford.
Okay, and he looks up at you. And the man has a Hitler.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And he says, I'm sorry, this is the Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, dude. Okay, that's really good.
And you don't know what to do. But, dude, and then you turn around, you're fucking like, dude, I can't drink at this coffee shop anymore.
You can't support someone who drinks. You can't support a place who sells.
What do you see but another one? No. They're everywhere,
no
dude.
No way, dude. You're in a whole, because you're, what are you, in the Starbucks, I'm assuming? Do hipsters go to Starbucks?
No, I don't think so.
Is that too mainstream?
Owned. I think it's locally owned.
Yeah, man.
Coffee shops.
You're absolutely right.
And, dude, that's it. The Charlie Chaplin.
That sounds like a nightmare.
A.K.A. the Hitler.
This is, yeah, dude, it's definitely the Hitler. Like, it's known as
it's
the Hitler.
It's definitely the Hitler. Hitler ruined the Charlie Chaplin.
Well, dude, there's like a really famous, that's like a famous bit, like Hitler or hipster
yeah.
Hitler, right? Isn't that a thing?
Oh, I don't, is that?
That's like an internet thing, dude.
Oh, well.
I mean, I was actually assuming you were aware of it, however, that is funny that like people are actually doing it.
This is it. That's the next progression.
Like, people are, oh no, dude. And like, that's so funny though. And it's like, I think that like people just by having it will become more anti-Semitic.
Yes.
Do you think it's just a natural
that
thing?
That starts to happen. Well, that's the next natural progression is hipsters
God, like
actually start.
Another Holocaust?
Yeah.
Holocaust, but duh.
It's a very hipster Holocaust. A very hipster Holocaust.
Welcome, everybody, to a very hipster Holocaust.
Brought to you by W.G. Snuffy Walden.
Oh, my God, dude. What? All right. Now we have to go into this. Okay. What would a hipster Holocaust look like? Dude, oh no! What is? It's like so on. That's
I'm imagining.
We're getting into really
so
sketchy waters.
Without
here.
Yeah, so
going on.
The Holocaust, the horrible and
inhumane
treatment. People, right, were starving.
Yeah, man.
You see pictures of very emaciated human beings.
Dude, I see
so
where
the
you're
hipster
going
Holocaust.
I see where you're going
these hipsters are only feeding the people they hate, which is everyone who isn't them.
Just
McDonald's
gorging.
Just McDonald's, nothing but
yeah.
Like, 24 hours a day.
And they brought back the supersize.
And they're so fat.
That's how I have to.
Oh, they brought it back.
Those fries
dude.
That were like,
they brought
those
it,
fries were
the
ridiculous.
Fries that afterwards they'd serve as a car seat.
Like, go, all right, put the baby in.
And yeah, that so everybody's really fat.
Oh, wow, dude. That's good.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Very common.
And then they die of like diabetes, but they don't take care of them.
And they don't give them insulin.
And they don't give them like treatment because they're like, who cares?
Yeah, treatment's too much.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
What a real dark turn he took. A dark However, turn. Very clever.
Pretty funny.
Pretty clever and pretty damn funny.
Pretty funny, dude.
Dude, that's okay. That was really good.
We need, you know, we need, so we don't want to offend anybody. We're not trying to make light of the like of the actual Holocaust. No. We're merely saying it would be hilarious if in the future the Hitler became in vogue for hipsters.
Yeah, and then thus leading to
the hipster Holocaust. The hipster
Holocaust, because you know naturally. Once you have the chaplain, yeah, you just start.
You don't go
back. I just feel like back then, dude, chaplain probably was anti-Semitic.
I've heard that about him.
Yeah, I've heard that about him too. Watched we like you know do research on him. He's like a huge advocate for Jewish rights in America.
Actually, dude, it was rumored that while Robert Downey Jr. was playing Chaplin in Chaplin, he became anti-Semitic.
Oh wow! Because he's a character actor.
Because he's a character. He is a character. He is a. Method actor.
That's what I meant.
Much like Method Man.
Well, Method Man, the Method Actor.
Method Man.
Have you seen how high? I mean,
he wouldn't break character. He still has a broken character. That's amazing. He's still
smoking a lot of weed.
Method Man is perhaps the greatest of method actors.
No, so you say, well, who do you say? You say Daniel Day-Lewis. Daniel Day-Lewis. You'd probably say Gary Oldman. Not Christian Bale. Heath Ledger.
Yes.
You know, as the Joker.
But
look where that got him.
But nobody mentioned. Wow.
Yeah. Take it to the dark turn.
Nobody mentions Method Man.
Yeah, they don't. Method actor. You know, and rightfully so. Because he's not a method actor. But it's funny to think.
But back on track.
Back on
track. I think we both had very strong.
Okay. I'm honest. I thought when I said it, I said, you know what, Sean? You got a winner with this one. You just took it home. Congrats. However, dude, the story that goes into and the resulting tale that unfolds due to yours is worth the point.
So we'll say I won by one little Hitler hair.
A tiny little Hitler hair. Those were two really good ones, yeah.
So for those of you keeping score at home, which I hope is all of you, the score is tied 2-2, and we come down to number one. The deciding vote will be cast here.
After this commercial break.
After this commercial break.
You know what I enjoy on a hot summer day? A Pabst Blue Ribbon. It says, I'm patriotic, and I love Abraham Lincoln.
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Suck one.
Yeah, never was. Moving on.
And we're back. I hope you all enjoyed that refreshing commercial. I know I did.
Gulp, 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 gulp.
Moving on to number one.
But this is the... Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say something. This is... we're now on number one.
Number one.
Okay.
The last one.
That's why.
There is no number zero. There are no negative numbers. Number one is the last one.
We're going to go from five all the way down to -5.
Yeah. At that point, people would be like, okay, I don't
know. I'm not listening to this. No. You're doing the negative numbers? That's what... I've never even heard of that. I wouldn't want to listen to the whole
thing. Turning it down slowly. Just...
Sorry. I feel for you guys, but...
Number one. But so far... We've heard of number 5, drinking PBR from a can. Number 4, a stupid fucking hat. Number 3, very coolly smoking your hand-rolled cigarettes. Number 2, a regular fucking facial hair. And number 1, displaying your record player.
Oh, dude, of course.
Right next to your typewriter.
Of course, dude. Oh, my God. A record player and a typewriter?
Yes.
Not one or the other, but both?
Both.
Oh, Jesus. Well, let's just say one or the other. Honestly.
One or the other, and but if you have both, definitely both.
If you have both, you are undeniably a hipster.
Sure.
Like, take a long look in the mirror. Just admit it to yourself, buddy.
Curl your mustache.
Drink your PBR.
Put on your Pope hat.
Go down to your local bar and drink your vodka oceans.
Yeah.
And either just
get ready.
Take it, buddy.
Get ready for the Holocaust.
Yeah, it's coming. Eventually. It's brought on by you, my friend.
Brought on by you.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You're going mad from ocean water.
You're probably really thirsty right now, aren't you?
Thirsty, aren't you? You son of a bitch,
dude. Unfortunately, yeah. You anti-Semite.
You anti-Semite.
Oh man, nothing.
You don't just stop being Jewish.
You just from Moses to Sonny Koufax.
Sandy Koufax.
Yeah. I botched that one.
That's okay.
Anyway, but number one.
Displaying your record player next to your typewriter.
Got it.
So the record player, they both say the same thing. They say, I don't need technology. Yeah, I don't need your MP3s. I don't need your Microsoft Works.
I got a typewriter, okay? Nothing is more fresh. Nothing's more creative than a typewriter.
When I write this, it means that it's committed to it,
okay?
There's I can't no just back click here. Delete, man.
There's, you can't delete me, man.
You can't delete my story, man.
You can't, like, delete my story, man.
Are we just getting at Laura and like,
it's just become sir. I'm from Southern California. This is my town.
Hey, man, I'm bragging. I'm trying to make a story on my typewriter about getting some sweet killer waves.
Getting some sweet waves. We're becoming Spicoli.
Spicoli, for sure.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I'm starting to think that, like, your time is kind of like our time. Or does this fucking pizza?
Dude, the pizza gets delivered to the class. That's amazing.
What a fucking guy, dude. Oh my God. Guy went to your high school.
Dude.
Holy shit, God. Dude. That would be the coolest fucking dude. Well, he's a total fucking, like,
Burnout, for
sure. So he's a total loser.
That's the highlight. And
everybody,
of his life.
But like
that's
dude, that moment,
the highlight of that guy's life.
That moment is like, yeah, when he's like 35 and he's like talking to some like random like 18-year-old kid he hangs out with occasionally.
It's
weird. But he'll just be like, yes, one time totally stuck it to Mr. Hand. Yeah. And like he's like Mr. Hand's like still teaching, you know.
That's what you got him to. Well, and I mean, who was that? Nobody even knows who that actor was.
No, he's nobody. He had that one role on Blazing Spaghetti, and I think never went on to win like, you know, 3 Oscars.
He didn't do anything like that. Yeah.
Anyway, wow, so, we got really off topic with that.
So we got the record.
Talking about the record player. The record player says vinyl sounds a little bit, it just sounds better to me. It's like, no, it doesn't.
It's the experience of going to the store and picking out the album, man.
Right. Then I guess that's it, which is cool. And, you know, we also have to fess up and say that we frequently
listen to records, and I own a record player.
And you're a
I have a mustache, I drink PBR, and I'm wearing a goofy hat right now.
I mean, you're a total hipster.
You know,
I don't feel like that. I don't feel that.
I can poke fun at myself. I don't think you are either.
I mean, I definitely, but you own the record player that I listen to quite frequently.
Sure.
And thoroughly enjoy.
Hey, I'll tell you what, you might be a hipster if you listen to music on your typewriter. This episode brought to you by Underwood Typewriters. Frank Underwood coming to you February
27th. Oh, dude, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of Underwood fans. That's how I got the money. Yeah.
What a fucking show that is.
Oh God, we shouldn't
get on that topic. We'll be there for days.
Yeah, we'll be there for days.
We'll never come
on.
And it's day two of the podcast. I've been drinking nothing but vodka ocean waters. I'm so thirsty.
Vodka oceans. I'm living on seaweed.
And your one can of PBR that you had.
Yeah.
I'm saving every last drop.
So what's the next progression?
Right.
This is for all the marbles.
Yeah. So the next progression, you one last round, sir. It is your call. That's a tough one.
Own the spit. Okay. The next progression will be, I got it. Boom. Roasted.
Yeah.
Picture, if you will, a party much like any other party. Friends gathered around. But what do you notice? There are no iPhones at the party. There are no selfies being taken at the party. The only thing at the party is a man.
Yeah.
In the center of the room with the camera.
Okay.
And he puts the little hood over.
That's the hood, and yeah.
And you have to wait there for about an hour.
It's not that long. It's probably like 5 minutes, though, right?
I don't know, dude. Those old cameras took a while.
Oh, you're talking way old, then.
I'm thinking like
1920s.
Yeah, like 1800, like homesteader cameras, like the first pictures we have from Americans.
Wow.
One of those, and they put the hood over.
Yeah.
And then they just do the, you know, you have to sit there.
In your pose.
Yeah, for a while.
Oh,
and then they do.
What's the strangest pose you think anybody's ever done?
On one of those,
yeah. Oh, do you remember that? There's a really famous photo of like a guy smiling. He's like the first man to smile. Period. And dude, he's probably dying of dysentery
in the history of the world.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, that's what's going on. The camera, dude. It's a throwback. The only way you're really getting a picture of me, man, is
not a Polaroid. Not like one of those. Not like a Super 8, you know, filming or something.
It's the real essence, dude. Is you gotta go back. To the beginning.
Oh my God, dude. This guy sucks, too.
It's like he's got a PBR in his hand and then a vodka ocean in the other.
Because, dude, if you're not, you have to drink both. Otherwise, you're
die.
You will be hydrated.
You're going to die. How are you going to survive to see the glory that will be the hipster Holocaust?
What a hangover, dude.
Oh my God.
Oh man. You wake up next morning, there's a Holocaust going on.
Hipster Holocaust 3, The Hangover.
Oh God.
Starring Zach Galifianakis.
This one has a monkey. It's completely different.
It's so different.
I do, whatever. I still enjoyed both. They I still enjoyed all three of those
both
movies.
Both the sequels were fine.
Anyway, but dude, that's really good. Okay, so yours is the really over-the-top and old camera. Okay. I have to say, if you went with the route that I feel like the typewriter route, you know, I'm trying to think something like, what would the next musical step be? And I think what it would be is you would hire a one-man band to play every time you wanted to listen to music. You just had a guy on call, and he had a harmonica hooked up to him, one of those big drums in the back that you can, like, click. Yeah, I don't know what you do to get that drum going, but it's going. Yeah, a drum in the front that's going. Yeah. There's cymbals going up and down.
Yeah.
Like a horn on top. Yeah. This is also a device that I'm picturing in the Dr. Seuss
this
book.
This is amazing. Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm seeing it.
Yeah, but and then, you know, but then he also is like holding an accordion.
Yeah.
And like, you know, and it's also the keyboard on it. You know, I think that probably completes that whole ensemble. But yeah, so that guy comes in, like, plays at your party.
It.
You know, and I think it's ridiculous that you, like, hire a guy who just lives with you and does that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that guy comes to a party, and he does stuff. And, like, that's an event. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, like, an event that people come to. It's like, the hipster party. Like, oh, I went to this fucking hipster party. I had the one-man band there. That's, like, so stupid, yet I could totally see someone, like, I hired this one-man band. He's great. He's so original. You know, like, it's incredible what he can do with all these good instruments.
Yeah.
And it's all acoustic.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
What I propose is that it's a tie.
Dude.
And
I mean,
think it's up to the listeners to decide.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good, dude. I like that, too.
I think that...
So, yeah, we'll just see what kind of responses we get, and then we'll, you know, report it on the next
episode. So...
So just chill.
You heard it here first, people. The first time ever we're asking for interaction from the fans. Your chance to get involved with Off Topic with Nick and Sean.
You choose your own adventure in this one.
Choose your own adventure.
Better keep your thumb on the page, just in case you don't like the outcome.
Oh, yeah. You better keep it marked.